The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
WTU from the Carter Subaru Studio and streaming on Facebook Live. Welcome to The Big Show. We are, as we've been talking about an awful lot lately, we are in some incredibly interesting times. And we're looking at issues like this Kavanaugh thing, but so many other issues. And it's not just about two sides. But this is, in so many ways, a battle between good and evil. Because I am seeing so much evil politically right now. Locally, tremendous evil. When you do everything you can to make our region the drug and homeless capital of the United States, all for purposes of money. I mean, that's really what this is about. When we turn over our streets to drug addicts, when we populate City Hall with so many bureaucrats and we don't have nearly enough cops. You know, I've talked about that a million times. The accused child rapist mayor, he added 1,300 city jobs. 1,300 bureaucrats. We have a budget that is almost double that of Boston, which is almost the identical size as Seattle. Our city budget is double, and yet Boston has 2,200 cops. Seattle has 1,400. I've told you, if I was in charge, I would clear out about a third of City Hall jobs. And I'm dead serious about that. That's how top-heavy we are. I'd clear out about a third of City Hall jobs, and I would save hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. I'd get our police staffing about 50% more than what we have now, go from 1,400. But that's not the way our regions run. And it's the evil of money and power driving politics. Nationally, I've become convinced that this Kavanaugh thing is pure evil from the left. Now, not everybody on the left is evil, because everyone always wants to misconstrue my words. But do I believe that that is an end of the political spectrum that is driven by evil? Yeah, absolutely. If this is just a mission to destroy somebody's life for purely political purposes. And then there's what's happened on the streets of Toronto in one of the most viewed YouTube videos in the world this week. I'm going to pull all of this together.
The Big Lead, top trending.
Have you seen the video of what happened on the streets of Toronto? It has instantly become one of the most viewed videos in the world today. It is a woman. She's with a pro-life organization. And they have a day when they go out on the streets in cities all around North America. And they don't hold up, you know, pictures of aborted fetuses or any of that. They just have words, and they're a pro-life organization. We're free to have opinions in the United States and Canada. So this woman's out on the street, and all of a sudden this, I mean, just you could not go to Central Casting and get a better millennial hipster guy. This guy with kind of long hair, kind of a wee man. He is running around tearing up this group's signs. And this group, this pro-life organization, they have rules. We're just out on the street to hold up our signs and to pray. And these are people who believe that life begins at conception. That is their view. You're free to have that view. Well, this guy, he starts tearing up their signs. He's got some Sharpies, some permanent marker pens, and he starts scribbling on the backs of the clothes of people who are out on the streets, the pro-life people, ruining their clothing, including that of a 10-year-old girl who was out there. And then he comes up to this young woman named Marie-Claire Bissonnette. And you've likely seen the video, but here's what happened.
But still, it's better to be, you want to kill them with kindness, remember?
That's right. What?
They actually had people filming you the whole time.
Okay, that's Marie-Claire, and she has seen this guy's destruction and ruining people's clothing and tearing up her group signs, and she has her phone out. She says, I've been recording you this whole time.
Cool. When I say kill with kindness.
Guess what? Hey.
Destruction of private property. It's against the law.
If somebody gets raped by somebody, and they're like, I'm a 16-year-old, and I can't have this baby. Think you should keep it?
Okay, and then he makes this face. He goes, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down. He's a real hipster dude. And so that's the question. You know, 16-year-old girl gets raped. So Marie-Claire starts to answer the question.
And they're like, I'm a 16-year-old, and I can't have this baby. Think you should keep it?
It's a baby. Yes. If someone was raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
And that's when
that's
when this guy winds up and unleashes a roundhouse kick on this petite young woman on the street because she has a different opinion than him. It is so shocking, so disturbing to see a man roundhouse kick a woman. Her phone goes flying. She is hit in the shoulder by his kick.
It's a baby. Yes. If someone is raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
I meant to get your phone.
Someone call the cops.
Someone call the cops.
Do not touch me. Someone call the cops.
Do you hear his defense? I meant to kick her phone. I meant to kick her phone. Like, that would be okay. That would be acceptable in his view. That was his immediate defense. I didn't mean to kick the woman. I meant to kick her phone and send it fly, which you would have to kick at least her hand if you're going to do that. This guy was filled with so much hate. But that is the intolerance of the left. This is what we're seeing now. You can agree or disagree with Marie-Claire's views on abortion and when life begins and all of that. But increasingly, what we are seeing from the left is, I disagree with you, therefore I hate you, therefore I should be able to kick you on the street corner. I mean, if you go see, we've got this linked up on my blog if you haven't seen this yet, mynorthwest.com. Go check out my show page. The woman who got kicked, Marie-Claire Bissonnette, she is going to join us in 10 minutes, right after the bottom of the hour news. And she's going to tell her, just tell all of us what happened. She's instantly become one of the most famous people in the world because of being victimized by somebody who has a different point of view than her. And then the other thing, you know, when I said this is a battle, not just of social views or political ideology, but it's a battle of good versus evil. This guy who kicked her, they still haven't caught him, by the way. This happened 3 days ago. They got perfect. They know who he is. He worked at a hair salon in Toronto. They've announced that they've fired him already. But unbelievable, 3 days after the street assault, they still haven't caught the guy. But, this guy, this hipster, he's wearing a pentagram necklace. And I was researching this morning when I knew I was going to talk about it. And I found a video from 6 years ago. Marie-Claire was in high school singing for her choir. She was 16 years old. She's got a beautiful voice. She has the voice of an angel. And I'm looking at this. Guy's wearing a pentagram necklace, kicking somebody because he disagrees with them. and she sings like an angel. And her crime, in this guy's view, was she had a different opinion than him. It's amazing. It's good versus evil. We're going to talk with this young woman, Marie-Claire Bissonnette, right after the bottom of the hour news here. You're not going to want to miss her story. That's next, and that is The Big Lead.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Get your news update, and then Marie-Claire Bissonnette joins us next on The Dory Monson Show. Well, you have very likely seen a video that it's become one of the most viewed videos in the world. I told you about it in The Big Lead, and the person who was the victim of this insanity on the Straits is Marie-Claire Bissonnette, and she joins us here on Cairo Radio. Marie-Claire, wonderful to talk with you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell me what happened in case people didn't hear the open of my show this hour, and if they're just tuning in, tell me what happened to you out on the streets of Toronto there.
Okay, well, I was participating in Life Chain in the corner, a Toronto corner, mm-hmm. and I was actually helping out organizing it, and a man comes, and he started scribbling on two of our signs, and so I warned people to turn in their signs, and then he decided to scribble on people's backs, so he scribbled on five people's backs with a permanent marker, including a 10-year-old girl, and then he went over to a pro-choice protester who was there from the start, who wasn't making any big to-do, and he started telling her about the story of what he just did. I guess he was boasting and trying to get her approval. And then at which point I took out my camera or my phone to start recording him, mm-hmm. Should he continue to destroy a private property. And I said, that's destruction of private property. That's against the law. And then he proceeded to ask me about a hypothetical rape question. And I began to answer him. And while I was answering him, he took position. And then he roundhouse kicked me in the shoulder, which flung my phone out onto the ground.
Yeah, it is unbelievable to watch this. So yours is a pro-life organization, and I was reading that you have very strict rules as an organization about not initiating conversations. Tell me a little bit, when you guys go out on the streets, what you do to make it an expression of free speech, but as non-confrontational as possible.
Mm-hmm. For this event, Life Chain, our signs are just completely word-based. There are no graphic images. It's expected to be a silent witness, and so a lot of people are just praying silently. We're not supposed to initiate conversation with people at all, and so everyone is just silent as they prayed and they witnessed and such.
Okay.
But it's interesting. A part of the information, there was an abortion clinic probably 150 meters down the road, and according to the law in Ontario, we are not allowed to bring any pro-life witness into that bubble zone, or else we can be given a fine heavier than for getting caught drunk driving.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so that's kind of the backdrop of your group and your approach to things. So when this guy, and let me play the audio once again of what happened with the encounter with this man.
You want to kill him with kindness, remember?
That's right. What?
They actually had people filming you the whole time. Which
cool.
is why I say kill with kindness.
Guess what? Hey.
Destruction of private property. It's against the law.
Somebody gets raped by somebody and they're like, I'm a 16-year-old and I can't have this baby. Think you should keep it?
It's a baby. Yes. If someone was raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
I meant to get your phone!
Someone call the cops! Do not touch me! Someone call the cops!
So, yeah, roundhouse kick, your phone goes flying. He immediately yells, I meant to kick the phone. Like, that would be more acceptable, I guess. So what kind of contact did he make with you? With the kick.
The kick?
Yeah. I mean, where did he hit you and how hard was it?
Okay. He kicked me in the shoulder, my right shoulder, which was holding the phone. So maybe he was trying to aim for the phone, but he missed and he kicked my person and it still wouldn't have been acceptable. It didn't hurt that much. And I'm really lucky that he wasn't a bigger man. He was probably a little bigger than me. So I'm really glad that he wasn't able to use as much force as could have been mustered. But then after the phone dropped and one of the ladies who was with me started calling the cops, he looked around in panic and then he tore off a ribbon that I had on my jacket that indicated that I was the leader. And so, which I could say was sexual assault because that, I mean, he might have touched me in the chest, and that's also like an invasion of privacy.
Well, sure. It's just the fact that there are different viewpoints on pretty much every issue, but that somebody thinks that because you are expressing your free speech on an issue that people are very passionate about, that he thought for some reason that it would be okay to kick you like that. It's unbelievable to watch this video. It's just amazing to me. What did nobody, were there no people who could take him down before he ran off?
Well, most of the participants were facing outwards and we were kind of in the middle of a V and they were all facing outwards and people didn't really realize, I mean, more than half of them didn't realize what had happened until I told them. I think, yeah, no one really knew what was happening. And by that point, he had just run off.
Have they caught the guy yet? Because I know he's been identified. I know his name is out there. I know that the hair salon that he worked for has already said that they've fired him. But have they caught the guy yet?
I don't know. I've been calling into my report file number and just giving him a bunch of information as I'm learning, and I haven't had a response. So,
what would you like to see happen to him?
I would like to see some sort of charge pressed against him. At the very least, a restraining order.
Well, yeah.
I think, I mean, hopefully he's sorry. And I'm sure that, I mean, given the explosion on social media, he probably won't try that again. But he needs to know, and other people need to know, that just because you disagree with someone doesn't warrant, doesn't allow, or justify physical violence.
Well, if you see his Twitter account, and there have been some suggestions that this is not a genuine Twitter account, but if it is his Twitter account, he certainly doesn't sound like he has any remorse. Do you know, if those tweets that he's been sending out, defending his action, saying that he would do it again, do you know if those are legit?
We're getting more and more hints that they're not legit.
Okay.
It just seems like someone's trying to cause trouble. And also, he's been closing down his other social media platforms, so it's just a little suspicious that he would keep Twitter open.
Yeah, you're right. Would you like to see him go to prison?
I mean, I don't know if that's what the judge decides.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy in
your heart, because I would like to see him go to prison.
I think, I mean, I would rather see him convert to be a good person.
Yeah.
But justice definitely has to be served. So, I don't really know what gradation of justice that means.
No, I get it. It was such an intriguing contrast to me because when I was researching doing this on my show, I see this guy and he's wearing a pentagram necklace. I go on YouTube and is this is you singing in your high school choir? Is that right?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
I mean, I was watching this and I'm thinking, Here's a guy with a pentagram necklace, and here's you singing like an angel. You have a beautiful voice, by the way. And
thank you.
It was just such a contrast, and it just showed the intolerance and hatred of somebody just because they have a different point of view on a subject that everybody is passionate about, and that he thought he could kick you in the middle of the street. It was just, it was so disturbing to me. And I've got three daughters in their 20s, and I guess that's the other reason why I was so passionate as I was watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, understandable. Yeah. And also, like, call me old-fashioned, but I do believe in the value of chivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, disappointing. I mean, just on a less, like, just distancing myself from this, it's also just really disappointing that a man would think he could get away with kicking a woman in the chest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just awful. Well, I'm glad you're not hurt worse physically. And I'm sorry you I'm sorry you went through this. Has to be crazy for you too. I mean, this was one of the most viewed, one of the top 10 videos in the world on YouTube. Wow. That's got to be bizarre to be in the middle of this maelstrom in, you know, just the blink of an eye.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's trending, not for my personal fame, but because people do want to see justice. And we're getting the message out there, so that's good. Yeah.
Yep, it sure is. Well, it just exposes the intolerance and hateful of people like that. Well, it's great talking with you. I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your story with my listeners.
Well, thank you for sharing the story.
Okay, absolutely.
Thanks for having me on.
Marie-Claire Bissonnette in Toronto. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And you can check this out on my blog. If you go to mynorthwest.com, and if you want to text us, it's the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That's 98973, and we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.